I spoke to her and she fell to the floor. She was a general
in the army of the Lord. She was a general in the army of the Lord.
Even when I blink, he's standing there before me. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord.
I am a soldier in the army of the Lord. Soldiers in the army of the Lord. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord.
There's no time to think. This task laid down before you. Must be a soldier in the army of the Lord. Must be a soldier in the army of the Lord. Must be a soldier. Listening to the ApocalyPse.
Oh,
it's Friday.
It's Friday, 2 p.m.
2 p.m. You're listening on Radio Free Brooklyn.
You lucky, lucky people.
Oh my God. I mean, some of you lucky guys might be able to go down to patreon.org. Or ladies, we take girl cash too.
We do take
that
girl cash.
It's a recent development.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus said we could.
Cool. Yeah. Welcome to the ApocalyPse. On Radio Motherfucking Free Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your host, the Reverend of Motherfucking Billy Bob of Motherfucking
Patrica.
Bringing you the spirit of the Motherfucking Lord.
He speaks direct to us. It's like,
yeah,
almost like a 1-900 number to the Lord.
And this is a very special episode of the ApocalyPse.
This is the Christmas cast.
Yeah. Have yourself a merry little podcast. And we're going to be celebrating fucking Jesus because it's the birth of Jesus.
All night. Here we are. I mean, it's a little bit late or a little bit early, depending on where you are.
Depending on how you see Jesus.
Right. And how you see Christmas. And what is the true meaning of Christmas?
Well, Jesus.
But what is life? Who are we anyway?
Those are very important questions, Sarah. Anyways, right. I'm your host, Patrick.
And I am your humble co-host, Sarah Steele. I am coming to you from Manhattan tonight.
Yeah.
Formerly of New Jersey. And before that.
And I as well, formerly of Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
But not of Texas.
Not of Texas, not of Oregon.
My co-host is.
It's strange. We didn't know each other in Jersey at all. It wasn't until this big bad city got to us.
But aren't we all Jersey? You know?
I think so. I think that's true. I think physicists proved that like a couple years ago that actually everyone's from New Jersey.
I think it is true. I think that paleontologists also proved it. Like there's multiple disciplines that have proved that we're all from New Jersey. So if you have a problem with that, why don't you fight me? Yeah.
In like a video game.
Mm-hmm. Or no, in real life.
But there's... I mean, sure, but like, what are the rules of this fight? What are the parameters? Like, how?
No rules. Just no fight where both people will walk away alive is a real fight, right?
Wait, so you want to either kill or be killed?
I don't want that at all. I just want to passively hang out and not be beaten.
That's generally what I'm into.
Right, but the point is that, okay, the chance of you being able to beat someone up, very slim, right? But the chance of you being able to make it totally not worth it for someone to beat you up.
Sure.
Very high.
Okay.
So you got to think on, you got to use the odds, you know, to your advantage.
Well, so what can you do to like make it a nuisance to?
Just be like, listen, if we're going to fight, I'm going to shit in my hand, you know, and then my shit will get all over both of us. And I'm cool with that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm right with Jesus, and that won't change how I see myself, you know, but it might change how you see things drastically, actually.
I've heard the term fighting dirty before, but that takes a keg.
It sure does. Anyways, speaking of the cake.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking that maybe we should do some spiritual reckoning here.
What did you have in mind?
No, I just...
Did you have in mind a very special Apocalypse?
Very special Apocalypse.
A very Christmassy and holiday-y and musical.
Yeah, a very musical Apocalypse. But first, I just want to give a shout out to all the people that I murdered on Player Unknown's Battlegrounds today. I am extremely good at that game.
It's the true spirit of Christmas. Yeah, is playing way too many video games.
Playing way too many video games.
Am I right? Can I get an amen?
Oh, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, it always
brings me back. But I've been getting into the top 10 in Player Unknown Battlegrounds several times today because of my natural sneakiness and because I took HeFat.
HeFat?
Yep.
Is that a drug?
Hostile environment training.
Oh.
So...
Oh, wow.
Never, never, ever, ever, ever use your knowledge of video games for a real war, you know?
But okay.
Always use your knowledge of real war for video games.
If you feel like the one is much easier to come by, though.
Exactly.
Well, so, yeah, for those of us who haven't, like, gone through war zones, like, what can we do?
Avoid confrontation.
I'm so bad at that. Avoid, I have to say,
de-escalate, hide.
I am not a
move
good...
like sheep. Follow other people. If other people feel that it's safe, it probably is safe.
Okay, like heuristics are good, yeah.
Yep.
Heuristics is like statistics, but you don't actually have data.
Speaking of data.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't right with the Lord. No way. I had me a sword. Oh yeah, I had me a sword. I couldn't keep the devil at bay. I spat out my gum and I stuck out my thumb on that road to Jerusalem. That way I played me a chord, oh yes, I played me a chord as I was walking with you one bright day. I'm sure to be shunned if I have any fun. I just clasp my hands and I pray, yes, I pray. I don't speak any scorn, I don't peddle any porn. Still can't make my baby stay. I wasn't right with the Lord, I wasn't right with the Lord, I wasn't right with the Lord. No way. I had me a sword, oh yeah, I had me a sword. I couldn't keep the devil at bay. I wasn't right
with the Lord,
I wasn't right with the Lord, I wasn't right with the Lord. No way. I had me a sword, yes, I had me a sword. I couldn't keep the devil at bay. It wasn't right.
It wasn't right.
I had me a sword, oh yeah, I had me a sword. I couldn't keep the devil at bay.
All right, yeah, we're just invoking the spirit of the fucking Lord here at the Apocalypse.
Dude, we brought the house down in Bushwick.
It's true.
Last week, 1 week ago. Less than very, 1 week ago.
Very few people
hours.
Get to hear us play rock music. Those people are all privileged as fuck. And also they can all go fuck themselves because they all come up after the show and just be like, oh, tell us about yourselves. Like, where can we hear your rock music? Like, where can we donate to your Patreon? And we're like, fuck you.
You're too much of a coward to go to Patreon.org.
You think we want your help?
We're like all like blood and bootstraps here on the Apocalypse.
Yeah, we have much more respect for you, all of you out there who actually listen to us on Radio Free Brooklyn than the fucking assholes that just stumble across us in a bar. Like, you're drunk, you're high, you're feeling life. You know, maybe you're out having like a spontaneous evening, and then this weird band that sings about its own podcast comes on. You know, like. Yeah, we know your fucking game. You're like the fucking summer soldier. You're not even the winter soldier.
Fair weather friends.
Yeah, the winter soldier would kick you right in the balls, and he'd realize that it's more important to foil somebody's plan than to actually take them down.
That's the message of this holiday season. Yeah, you don't need to like overpower and dominate. The problem with like domination psychology is that it teaches you that you have to like win at all costs instead of like actually getting shit done.
When usually stopping someone else from doing something evil is winning.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yep, so if you can do that with one punch to the dick, do it. You don't have to kill a bunch of people. You don't have to rent a room in fucking Vegas and then kill 500 people to feel good about yourself. You know what I mean? You can literally just punch one guy in the dick and you can change the course of history. Think about that.
We here on the Apocalypse practice a distinct philosophy of practical nonviolence, public
nuisancery. I like it. Yeah. Yeah.
And just general sneakiness. Practical though. Mr. Patrick Hillsman. Bloody, bloody Mallory. She wasn't that way until the day she met me. Standing in line, asked me to choose handcuffs, ropes, or opium blues. Yeah, I hate you down into the soles of my shoes, from the tips of my fingers to these opium blues. Saying I would like to be married with you. La, 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 la. From the tips of my fingers to these opium blues, scream, I
would like to be married with you. La 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 la.
You guys have been listening to the Apocalypse on Radio Free Brooklyn, a very special Christmas musical episode.
I hope that you all are respecting Jesus.
Yeah, and just, I mean, he was nailed to a fucking cross.
For us?
For you. You weren't even born. And he let himself be nailed to a cross for you. My God. So this Christmas, please think of Easter, okay? Keep Easter and Christmas.
Oh, man. But then also on Easter, you should probably think of Christmas. Like, just generally, like, link the whole, like, Jesus biography and the bunnies and the Santa.
You should just read more about Jesus, please. Just read more about Jesus. There'll be a quiz.
We should make a Jesus video game.
There'll be a quiz after the apocalypse.
Are there any Jesus video games? Oh, my God, Patrick. Wait.
That's a really good Jesus RPG.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. I had another good idea for one. Fuck.
The tempting of, like, all of the, like, the Lucifer's temptations.
Jesus RPG would be a big one. Another one would be, like, a scavenger game set on the moon. Like, a sandbox game set in, like, the 1960s where you can, like, build your own space program.
Out of, like, what, aluminum foil? What did they have in the 60s?
No, nothing. Just, like, you'd have technology.
Graphing calculators. It'd
be just like Grand Theft Auto.
Sure.
But with the moon.
Yeah. But where's the Jesus in that one?
Well, there's no Jesus in that one. Just UFOs. But the Jesus one also, you could be Super Jesus RPG.
Wait, it'd UFOs? Great. That sounds like something from last week on the Apocalypse. What else happened last week on the Apocalypse?
Fake UFO.
Yeah. Do we have any music for last week on the Apocalypse?
I don't know. Do we really want to shift gears away from our super chill musical episode?
I just remember that we had the whole story for the crazy nonsense that we went through.
But
when you came to pick me up,
maybe we should just tell the story without music.
Wow. I mean, yeah, I guess if you have to do all
this. This is a very special episode. I don't know.
There's no DJs. No DJs on the Christmas. I mean, we got to respect Jesus.
So Sarah had to have. They had to jam a camera into her fucking throat.
I mean, it wasn't a jam thing. I was, like, totally consenting.
Consensually jam a camera into her throat to check her bowels.
Just upper bowels.
Her upper bowels. The most important bowels.
I don't know. It depends. If one of them's wrong, just generally it's all bad.
It just all is down bowel from there.
It's up or down bowel from there, but either way, it's not good.
So I had to go pick her up.
Mm-hmm. You need to have a chaperone, an escort. They actually were like, we have the number for a great escort service. And I was like, oh, honey, do I really look that desperate?
There's nothing wrong with a good escort service.
There's nothing wrong. I mean, yeah, no. I mean, I shouldn't speak ill of anyone in the sex industry. It's a wonderful industry.
It really is. It's my favorite industry. So I showed up at the hospital, and then I told the nurses as you were coming out of your stupor, I was saying, hey, I'm going to get a migraine. I'm going to start vomiting. I'm going to start convulsing painfully. Do you guys have any medicine? And they're like, oh, boy. And then you came out of it. You had to sign some forms, and I started losing my vision and then losing feeling in part of my body. And then a snowstorm hit. And we had to take an Uber.
And I was loopy from drugs, and I had loopy, to, like...
But you were, like, the fun kind of loopy, whereas I was not the fun kind of loopy.
No, you were tripping balls on fucking, like, brain hemorrhage.
Yep.
I was not a hemorrhage. I'm sorry. I'm exaggerating, but, you know.
No, but it's getting extraordinarily painful.
Yeah, like, elves and gnomes were just romping about. That's what they don't tell you. Like, until you get into, like, the really advanced brain science, they're like, oh, yeah, no, it's, blood flow, or like, oh yeah,
it's crazy, and
a series, like, there's a bunch of gnomes just running around in there. That's actually what the problem is.
Yeah.
Yeah. They like really like mining. They think they can find little nuggets of gold in your stupid ass thoughts. But so there we were.
It feels like there's a fucking drill drilling into the back of my eyeballs. I'm having to wait for Sarah to come out of it, and then we hop into the Uber, and then there's a bunch. It's an Uber pool, and it's moving
so slowly. We had to wait like 10 minutes for the goddamn Uber.
Yeah,
and it took forever.
Blind and feeling the nausea just pressing behind my eyeballs. It's as if a monkey is just fucking the back of my eyes, and the nausea is just preparing to vomit. And then we slowly crept around town in the snowstorm, in the fucking Uber, packed into the fucking gills, as I was holding a bag. Trying not to vomit, looking up and just praying to fucking Jesus.
He was very, very good at not vomiting. I was quite impressed.
And then finally, after like a fucking half hour, it dropped us off at your fucking doorstep. And I
think it was more than a
half hour. Yeah, it was like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And I fucking vomited before we even got on the elevator.
Oh, yeah.
I was like... And all you here at the Apocalypse Cast have heard this shit before because I've done it on the air. So you know that I'm not exaggerating. Oh, really? You vomited when you were on the air? Yep, I did. Just go check it. Oh, really? You resigned from Newsweek?
It's on iTunes.
Yep, it's on Newsweek. Fuck you.
Wait, what's the vomiting on the air is on Newsweek?
No, it's not, but the fact that I was at Newsweek is on Newsweek.
And the fact that you were on Newsweek is also on the ApocalyCast.
That's true.
But I don't think it's something that our listeners could look up because it's probably on the lost episodes. Dude, could you imagine, like, thousands of years from now, they'll try to be understanding, like, what happened with the world and they'll, like, find, like...
The ApocalyCast.
Well, no, first they'll find, like, the iTunes releases and they'll be like, oh... Wow.
Oh, but then they'll find the lost, huge, the real episode.
Yeah, they'll find the lost one. The ApocalyCast, like, totally was, like, understanding, like, the best explanation that we can have for all of the actual underlying forces in American and international culture and warfare and economic, like, practices and science and space ISIS, everything, yeah. But then, basically, they'll find the lost episodes and they'll be like, holy shit, now we can stop cancer.
They'll be like, such stees.
So much stees. Like, that's the main thing that we're here for.
It's true. Well, also, we're here to rock. Do you think we should rock some more?
I think we should rock some more.
Oh, boy.
Like the Rock of Gibraltar.
All right, well, welcome to rock.
What song should we do?
I don't know. What song should we do?
Do you know Beat on the Dance Floor?
I do. Do you want to try it in this key?
Sure. Let's see what happens.
Do you remember the new way to do it? You might as well have a few mics. Fuck it, right?
Yeah, look at that. That's pretty great. And when I say look, I mean, you know, with your ears. Cigarette burns between her lips. Smoke rings curl as she shakes her hips. To the beat on the dance floor.
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 Murder, murder, can't you see?
dance floor, to the beat on the dance floor, to the beat, to the beat, to the beat on the dance floor, to the beat, to the beat, to the beat on the dance floor.
Have been listening to the ApocalyCast on Radio Free Brooklyn, bringing you to the fucking spirit of Jesus. Mm-hmm. You got a problem with that? My God. What kind of a person are you?
A polytheist?
We got nothing against polytheists as long as they can incorporate Jesus.
I feel, yeah, there's like...
Just throw them in there.
Yeah, they got the weird like three-way going on there in the middle of Christianity, right?
Yep, but they're all Jesus. That's it's like behind door number one, you have three doors. What's behind each door? Behind door number one. Pick a door, Sarah.
Probably three.
Holy fuck, it's Jesus behind door number three.
Oh my God. Wow.
Okay, pick another door.
Two.
Oh, drum roll.
What did I get?
Oh, also, it's pretty fucking Jesus.
Oh, that's really cool that I
know. Number two.
I get to choose from multiple doors.
Pick another door.
Why don't I just take them all? Give it to me. El Uno.
Oh, what's behind door number even?
What in the world?
It's Jesus! Oh my God! It's the Holy Ghost, the Spirit, and the body of the fucking Lord. Every door is Jesus.
Is there any way you could get Cheez-Its instead? Because that would be...
So two Jesus and one Cheez-Its?
Jesus and one Cheez-Its.
Do you think one Cheez-Its would be enough to feed two Jesus and one Sarah Steele?
I mean, I feel like the Jesus could turn like the Cheez-Its into more Cheez-Its, right? He did the thing with the fish, so that would be pretty good.
That is possible. They could do that.
Yeah, right? The whole mountain, he did it on a mountain. It was fish, so there must have been a lake or a river.
Well, speaking of river, I think it's time for us to do a little bit of Irish terrorist music.
Oh, that's our favorite kind of music, yeah.
Dublin Street, where the royal drums did beat, and the loving English feet, they walked all over us. And each and every night, when me father'd come home tight, he'd invite the neighbors outside with his chorus. Come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wives how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell them how the IRA made you run like hell away. In the green and lovely lanes of Kilchandra. And sit and listen, tell to how you slammed the great Parnell. How you taught them well and truly persecuted. Where are those sneers and jeers that you proudly let us hear? Our heroes of 16 were executed. Come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wives how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell them how the IRA made you run like hell away. In the green and lovely lanes of Kilchandra. Come tell them how you slew them old Arabs two by two. Like the Zulus, they had slings and bows and arrows. How bravely you slew one with your 16-pounder gun. And you frightened them poor natives to their marrows. Come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man.
sure your wife's how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell them how the IRA made you run like hell away. The green and lovely lanes of Kilashandra. The day is coming fast, and it might be here at last. The Schumann will be cast aside before us. And if there be a need, well, our children sing Godspeed. And a verse or two of Stephen Bean's chorus. Come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell them how the IRA made you run like hell away. The green and lovely lanes of Kilashandra. You're welcome, Brooklyn. You don't even deserve us.
I mean, what do any of us really deserve? Mm. Jesus is all, you know, he got sick of that forgiveness shit. Now it's all death to
He's
traitors.
All about vengeance now. Yeah.
Traitors are the worst, man. Traitors, they just like...
I do fucking
they
hate...
They fucking betray you. They I really know. Do.
They're all about treason and betraying.
Definitely not too much praying. Not too much praying to Jesus.
That's true as a motherfucker. What should we do now?
I don't know. Probably rock.
I think I do kind of feel like a rocking for the Lord, you know?
Right.
It's weird. Sometimes, some days you just need to rock for the Lord. Huh. Well, what should we rock for the Lord?
So many Nazis? Do we know so many Nazis?
Not that well. I'm thinking not too many apocalypse songs we want to do. I think we want to do some Filthy Maudlins.
What about Get Free?
Hang on. I know what we want to do.
Okay.
Jeez Louise.
Everything we're doing a key up?
Yep.
All right.
We wrote this one.
When you walk, you know I can't stand the sight. Even in your sleep, you struggle and fight. When you walk, you know I can't stand the sight. Yeah, your love is like a shotgun blast. Every time, always kicking back. Yeah, your love is like a shotgun blast.
walk, you know why. Can't stand the sight. Even in your sleep, you struggle and fight. Yeah, when you walk, you know why. Can't stand the sight. Yeah, your love is like a shotgun blast. Gone forever, going fast. Yeah, your love is like a shotgun blast.
Dude.
Listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, the ApocalCast.
Here we are.
You lucky fucking bastards. We usually don't even show you any of our talents. We're just like, you will endure our experiments. We treat you more like a captive audience than anything, which isn't to say that you deserve any better, because you don't. But, yeah, you know, you're lucky this one time because there's nobody around and there's nothing else for us to do except for entertain you with our fucking blessed rock.
It's like Kirk and Spock over here, like going through
Kirk
the,
and Spock
the wilderness
rock.
Of empty space.
Filling the empty space with
rock.
Oh,
the importance of being nude. We didn't even talk about the artifacts.
What artifact?
They were like mining for artifacts inside of my bowel.
Well, why don't you tell just that story like while I go flux. Urinate?
Oh my God. Here we are. Well, so there I was. Oh, can you put on some royalty
sure
Noir?
You better believe I was
Inside scoop on the ApocalCast. Oh man. Oh wow, there's the lyrics to that one. Oh yeah, that was recent. Where in the world? I'm trying to find the lyrics to the Soldier in the Army of Satan one.
I don't think it's that important.
The lyrics would be great to have later on. Well, there I was, lying on a cold table in surgery in New York. They knocked me out real good, but I presume I was there, because later on I woke up and there were pictures of my stomach. You see, New York, I had been on a quest to find the hidden artifacts of my stomach. I don't know when, I don't know where, but somehow, deep inside of me, is a hurt and an aching and a crude shaking that I just cannot seem to shake. And so I ventured down into the cruel recesses of the Wall Street area and the financial district. I do believe it was William Street where I gave up my bowel to the miracles of modern science. And there, inside of me, they discovered that there were hidden artifacts. You see, somewhere in my abdomen, the camera was trying to progress, and yet it could not make the turn. There was something in the way. What could it possibly be? I don't know, but they will be able to charge my insurance for it. And therefore, I'm going back for a CAT scan. Meow. It will be a glorious time, filled with antibiotics. And probably some dentistry as well.
Am Come out. It was only 2 minutes.
2 minutes of air?
3 minutes.
2 minutes of intestines? That's pretty good.
Tube minutes.
Tube. Nude tube. Tube.
Did you tell the tale?
Oh, I told the head and the tail of it. Yeah, I told them about the hidden artifacts inside of me.
Oh.
I'm basically like the blue lady from the Fifth Element. Like the stones.
You're like, the stones are inside of me.
The stones are in me.
The stones are me. Who are we?
What is life?
Yeah. What is the podcast?
Read a fucking book, New York.
What's the point?
I don't know. I have gotten much better at much better at not reading.
Yeah.
What? I used to read all the time.
There's no point.
There's no point, you know?
Okay, well, anyways, what song should we do?
We should do a song that is blue. I don't know. What do we have? I was looking for the lyrics to that one, but... We should do an a cappella version of the On the Apocalypse, We Tried to Warn You.
Nope. Tonight's all about flawless rock.
There was nothing left anyway.
suffocate my deepest sadness. From inside this empty shell of everything I was before. Get out, silly techno, I don't need you anymore.
Oh, just a little apocalypse jam. Right. On the radio.
For the end of the world.
For the end of the world. All you out there enjoying it.
We're making you a mixtape world. For, it's almost as good as your birthday.
You're welcome. All right.
It's almost as good as Jesus' birthday.
I know what song we're going to do now.
What are we going to do?
It's a little song called Queen of the Motherfucking Underground.
Oh.
You don't remember this?
I vaguely do.
You'll get it.
Yeah. Bang, bang, I'm a slave to that faded sound. Our hands are free and our bodies will never be found. So kiss me, you're the queen of the underground. So kiss me, you're the queen of the underground.
Bang, bang,
you went to a smooth town. Our hands are free and our bodies will never be found. So kiss me, you're the queen of the underground. So kiss me, you're the queen of the underground.
I know which one we'll do now.
Which one?
Forget forgive my malintention. There was no other way. There was no other mention. Just singing the refrain to capture your attention on the downtown J. To capture your attention on the downtown J. Oh, mama sweet, mama scream, heaven forgive. Give me that shit just to live. Oh, mama sweet, mama scream, heaven forgive. Give me that shit just to live. Then the brakes made a terrible sound. Then a voice came booming loud, came booming loud. And then the world turned upside down, upside down. And then the walls came tumbling down. And then the walls came tumbling down. And then the walls came tumbling down. Capture your attention on the downtown J. To capture your attention on the downtown J. To capture your attention on the downtown J. And then the brakes made a terrible sound.
Terrible sound.
And then the doors came swinging around.
Swinging round.
And then the city turned upside down.
Upside down.
And the walls came tumbling down. And then the walls came and tumbling down,
tumbling down. The walls came and tumbling down, tumbling down.
And the walls came and tumbling down,
tumbling down.
The walls came and tumbling down. All right, all right. Even though you guys don't deserve it, you've been listening to the Apocalypse.
Wait, can I do Get Free?
Absolute fucking Lily.
This one is a right. cover. It's a cover of Major Lazer because, you know, we on the Apocalypse, we do like to get down.
We do love techno also.
We love techno, even if it's very
much
silly.
More than we like our own music.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I probably spend like a significant amount of time more listening to techno.
I listen to the Apocalypse more than anything else, but...
I don't listen very well. That's generally a thing.
You really do need to get some type of vegetarian food after this.
Never got no love from a government man, heading downstream till the levee gives in. What can I do to get the money? If we ain't got the money, we ain't getting out. Heading downstream to the levee giving. And my dreams are everything. All I need's relief. I need some sympathy. Just can't believe what they've done to me. We could never get free. I just wanna breathe. Look at me. I just can't believe what they've done to me. We could never get free. I just wanna dream. All of my life been wading in water so deep, now we got to swim. Wonder will it ever end? How long till we have a friend? Heading downstream like a battery hand. Waves won't break till the What will I do in the sunrise? What will I do without my dreams? Look at me, I just can't believe what they've done to me. We couldn't ever get free. I just wanna be. Look at me, I just wanna be. What they've done to me, we can never get free. I just wanna be. I just wanna dream. I just wanna dream. I just wanna.